This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. That's the conventional way for me, Doug Steffen, to get into our conversation with you and with them. Them being Jennifer Horn, or part of they are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Take a bow, ladies. Turn over, turn upside down, turn inside out, however you'd like to take that bow. In people's minds, they can see you. They go to the DJV show website. They can see how beautiful you are, and they can imagine it when you take a bow. So take that bow.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, wow. So
no tomatoes, please.
No. Rotten or otherwise?
No.
No. They are not allowed here. There are a lot of things in society that are not allowed. And in this age of everybody watching everybody, touching everybody, picturing everybody, what do we do, or what do we think? The Harvey Weinstein thing, which you wonder if it wasn't for social media, if that would ever have happened, and how many other people are guilty of the same thing. And then along comes this lady who says that old man Bush did her a dirty, and whether at 93 years old, he really thinks, I don't know how sound he is mentally, physically. His body is pretty much gone. The Parkinson's and other things that have gotten to him at his age. So is this something that we ought to be concerned about? Is it too far? Have we gone too far? Is nothing too far? It ought not to be allowed. We have one person's word, another person's word. Well, George Bush, the father, has apologized. There are always rumors about these people, powerful people in powerful places, and whether he had a girlfriend when he was in the White House or before. I mean, all of this stuff at this point, what does it prove? What does it bring to the surface? And so I don't really know how. I don't dismiss it because I don't think that it's fair to dismiss it. I think we've dismissed too much of this stuff, and that's why it's gotten to the point where it is, that there's way too much of it. But how much is it? I don't even think it's a credibility. I guess my problem is I don't really know what to think.
I feel the same way. I just read something that's I shouldn't be. Okay,
yeah, go ahead.
There's a part of this that is a little chuckle-worthy. This is a separate thing from the Harvey Weinstein stuff. I don't know if this is a case of a dirty old man, which makes me feel bad saying that because I like President Bush, and I don't know. It's just bizarre. But there is another woman who came forward and said the same thing happened that the first actress described. They were all standing around in a group photo. His wife, Barbara Bush, was on one side of the wheelchair. The actress was on the other. And apparently he reached around and is feeling women's behinds. That's what they're all saying. And apparently he also likes to tell dirty jokes. So this second woman said, we all circled around him and Barbara for a photo, and I was right next to him. He reached his right hand around to my behind, and as we smiled for the photo, he asked the group, do you want to know who my favorite magician is? As I felt his hand dig into my flesh, he said, David Copperfield. I mean, I don't know.
That's funny.
Is that a... I know. It would be funny if he wasn't grabbing her. Yeah, but he's grabbing her behind at the same time.
This guy has had a pretty good reputation for 93 years. I really highly doubt that he's going to try to assault somebody in front of his wife. I think, see, this is a generational thing. This is something that it's not about being a predator. It's about the generation that he was brought up in. Not that that makes it right or wrong, but I feel like this woman is disgusting. I mean, here's a guy who looks horrible, who's a former president, who's had a clean reputation, and she comes out today or yesterday to try to dirty that? I mean, it's just...
Look, whether it's generational or not, I think most of us are not trying to, you know, ruin his good reputation or make him, you know, like, I don't want the rest of his life to be like a Bill Cosby thing where he, you know, goes to jail and is miserable and all this other stuff. But I think what I do want to happen is that I don't want this to be a generational thing anymore. I don't want that to be the excuse. I want to go forward and not have to worry about taking a picture with someone and having them grab my butt. And obviously it's still a thing because, you know, we all saw the Taylor Swift case earlier this year. So I think most women don't want that when you're just innocently trying to take a picture with someone. Whether they make a dirty joke or not.
I'd let him grab my butt. I would have no problem.
Okay.
With it.
Well,
if it's consensual, then okay.
I'd laugh.
But apparently Barbara did know because Barbara apparently said something along the lines of, quote, he's going to get himself put into jail. And then the latest from just a few minutes ago, his spokesperson issued an apology to the first actress and then apparently issued a longer statement suggesting that this is a routine joke that President Bush tells. And it said, and he said, since, quote, his arm falls on the lower waist of people with whom he takes pictures. Okay, so there's a wheelchair height thing happening as well. But, I mean, I don't know. It's still, why doesn't he keep his arm in the wheelchair, for one?
Well, Jen, if you want him to grab your butt, then he should let you grab his butt right back, and that's fine. You can do that as long as it's
right,
a, you know, as long as you're both agreeing that you want to grab each other's butt, then that's fine. But, like, not everyone wants their butt grabbed, and I think that you should be able to say, hey, I'm not comfortable with that. Please don't do that.
Yeah, do it. And do it in the situation. And this is what
gets
me so nuts.
Don't wait 4 years to do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
This is what gets me so crazy is that people can't address what's happening to them now. Instead of waiting until it's somehow going to benefit them or maybe it benefits a narrative that's being told culturally, take care of it now. To me, this does nothing to empower women. It does nothing except maybe even make it worse for women because then people start to look like opportunists. If somebody is a predator to you, don't just sit at home and wait. Take care of the situation. That's what's gross about Harvey Weinstein. It's not how disgusting and vile of a human being he is. It's that people knew what was going on and they didn't protect each other. There's no excuse for that.
Who is this Heather Lind? I don't know who she is. What's her story?
She's an actress on an AMC show called Turn about the American Revolution. Soldiers and stuff. I've never seen the show. I just read that that's where she's from, and I have heard of the show, but that's it. And yes, no one would be talking about her had this not become a thing. And I do agree with Jen. There is something to be said. Although, at the same time, if you're there, there's an old man in a wheelchair who happens to be a former president, I don't think you're going to, like, what are you going to do? Scream in front of an entire group photo? I don't know. I think women freeze in a lot of these situations, and the Harvey Weinstein thing showed numerous cases where women just froze and didn't know what to do and didn't report,
you know what
and
I would
didn't
do?
Talk about it.
I'd be like, hey there, Mr. President, watch it. And I'd make it a thing. I would just turn to him and be like, and I'd make it something.
And I think you would. And I
funny.
Would too.
That would make him uncomfortable.
I would grab his hand and go, whoa, shake my hand first or something like that. And I think
all
you
right.
and I would have the confidence to do that. But a lot of other women don't.
What happens if somebody comes along and grabs my butt?
I think you'd love it.
But I think you have the right to say the same thing if it makes you uncomfortable. I don't think it just has to be a woman thing. If you don't like it, then you can also stand up and say something.
I just think this is kind of funny. I mean, at least the spokesperson's being honest. The end of the quote is, trying to put people at ease, the president routinely tells the same dirty joke, and on occasion he has patted women's rears in what he intended to be a good-natured manner. Some see it as innocent, others clearly view it as inappropriate. He apologizes.
I do about nothing.
Well, Barbara's probably slapping his knuckles right now,
Barbara,
right?
You don't mess around with Barbara. Barbara is a tough, tough lady. She's the one, you know, I asked you to go look at some of the video that George Bush, the son, did with Bill Clinton at his library before the event last week, the fundraiser. It's a fascinating look at the two of them and how they've gotten along together. And George Bush did not have control over his daughters when he was in the White House. They got into all kinds of stuff. And Laura tried to straighten him out, but it was Barbara who put him in their place. And she has always been the one and the boys have told these stories sort of in half-private circumstances about how their father was never there, and the mother was a tough cookie, and she didn't take anything from anybody, and put him, whether it was the sons or the sons, they had one daughter, and then the other, you know, the grandchildren, And she's been the matriarch with a capital M. You don't mess with her. So whether that, you know, at this point, maybe you throw your hands up and say, okay, so, and that's it. So what? And that's the way I would look at it. I don't hold countenance. I've had these circumstances. I could describe circumstances in which I've been sexually harassed by women, and people would laugh. So, you know, there's a sort of different thing. Measuring men are supposedly more powerful, so they have the opportunity to take advantage of women that women don't have to take opportunity, or don't have the opportunity. Yes, they do. In circumstances, yeah, they do. And I can tell you that it's happened to me. Did I care?
You got to give us the for example. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah.
I've had people approach me. I had it happen to me recently, as a matter of fact, where I was in a social situation, and somebody sort of came on to me and held my hand tightly and obviously wanted to get closer, and I recoiled. I just stepped back. And when the situation became a little tighter, if you will, I just removed myself from the situation. Is that easy for people to do? I think, is it more easily done by men than it is by women? I've never had anybody approach me from the front and want to touch my junk in public. But, you know, there have been other circumstances where I have had people who, and I've had men do it. Actually, the most embarrassing situation that I ever had in my life was being approached by a gay guy. As a matter of fact, a table full of gay guys who touched
me. A gaggle of gays approached you?
A gaggle of gays. That's a, yeah, a gaggle of gays. And I just removed myself from the situation. And I lost the job. I was hired to work at this radio station in Boston. And the guy who was the program director took me. He says, come on, let's go have some dinner. And I said, okay, I'm going to join some of my friends. So we walk into this restaurant that I apparently at the time was a notorious gay bar. I didn't know it. And I didn't even pay any attention when I walked into the restaurant. There's a round table in the back of the room, and it was filled with guys. And I went back and sat down and introduced myself. And in 15, 20 minutes, a guy put his hand on my leg and then he under the table. And then he reached up for my butt. And then the guy...
Ooh, la la.
The other guy on the other side did the same. Then I started to sweat, and I looked around the room, and I finally figured out that I was the entertainment for the night, and I got up and went to the bathroom, and they never saw me again, and I didn't take the job, and that was that. And so it isn't just one side. Did I report them to the authorities? No. I don't know. Why would I report them? I voluntarily put myself into that situation, and they did to me what they thought they were supposed to be. They thought this guy was bringing them fresh meat.
Man candy.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Most straight guys I know, when they get hit on by gay guys, they take it as a compliment.
Not me. No.
Doug was out.
No.
Doug
was out.
Well, I mean, they don't do anything about it. I mean, they're flattered by the, you know, by the compliment of it.
Yeah.
Gays
are
picky.
Food for that. Yeah, thank you. 20 minutes after the hour.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thank you. actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
ThePowerMall.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42. For a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Found my thrill. On Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still. On Blueberry Hill.
Lovingly referred to as the Fat Man, Antoine Domino, one of the most interesting, most pleasant, or the happiest guys I ever met early on in rock music.
Oh, you met him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did. I interviewed him once. He was just, it's just a sweet guy. And he was so, he could sit in front of a piano, no matter where it was, when it was, and make that thing his own.
He Isn't was, it the jelly roll was his move, right? Didn't they call
yeah,
it that?
Yeah, I think they did, as a matter of fact. Now, I haven't thought about that for a long time, but I think you're right.
Me neither. I don't know where that came from.
So to refer to him as a titan of early rock and roll is to diminish his skill and his impact. The number of songs that he recorded from the late 40s until actually into the 80s. He was still recording hits, but the ones that were on the top of the charts, this one, I think he's probably best known for. I got my thrills on Blueberry Hill. The stuff that he was compared often. I got a lot of things going through my mind here as I'm talking about him. He was compared often to Little Richard, and there was no comparison at all. Or to Chuck Berry, but he was from that ilk, from
what
that era.
Chubby Checker? Because he was Fats Domino.
Well, here's the Chubby Checker story.
One of them had the jelly roll. One of them had the twist.
The Fats Domino thing, Chubby Checker, whose real name is Ernest Evans. And he went into recording. The guys loved him when he did the hula hoop thing, whatever it was. And he recorded tons of songs. But the producer said, nobody's going to pay attention to you. if your name is Ernest Evans. And it was the week that the really one of the big Fats Domino songs came out. And he said, people are going to compare you to Fats Domino, so we'll call you Chubby Checker. And that's where that came from. It was, he was named Chubby Checker because of Fats Domino.
Oh.
And that's, you understand, Fats Domino,
yeah.
Chubby Checker. Get it?
Right.
Okay. All right, anyway. Meanwhile, back to the fat man. He was in, really, in the first tier of rock and roll greats. He really was. Sold more records in the 50s than anybody except Presley. This song, well, the Blueberry Hill song, which we moved on from, was written in 1940. It was his highest chart rater. Paul McCartney was a big Domino fan. Lady Madonna was written around what Domino had done on the piano. His 1968 comeback album, Fats Is Back, is something that people revel in. He could do it, man. That's all I can tell you. But he knew how to rock. He knew how to roll. He knew how to write. He knew how to feel. He wrote lots of music for lots of other artists. I'm looking at some of the material that you have here, Victoria. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame brought him in 1986.
Mm.
But what really I remember about him is my, you know, conversation with him and how he... You get an idea about people who were famous and they were untouchable. This guy was just like anybody else on the streets of New Orleans and never took himself that seriously, frankly. So Fats Domino passing away at the age of 89. 28 after the hour, DJV time.
Your attitude is contagious. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Your attitude is infectious. And guess what? That's true no matter if you are largely a positive or negative person. The fact is, people pick up on your energy. From your body language to the things you comment on to the way you approach, interact, and walk away from others, people are catching a piece of your energy. And that piece of energy is called your attitude. Now, look. Life will bring you ups and downs, and no one expects you to be positive all the time. But regardless of what comes your way, one truth that you cannot escape is that your attitude is catching on probably far more than you realize. So take some time to reflect on the impact of your attitude. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now with Staples, get free data backup service. Staples, it's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. And
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
At the hour, coming up in this half hour, a focus on travel and security measures. But first, let's pay tribute, all of us here, that is me, Doug, and Jennifer, and Victoria, and Kara, to things that are important that you'll recognize as important through the course of the day. If you didn't know it yet, you will be in good company with the rest of us who want to recognize how important the moon is. Today it is Howl at the Moon Day. I saw the werewolves are out there.
Darn it. And I was howling at the moon last night instead of tonight.
What, because the Dodgers lost?
You got it. Got a sore throat today to prove it.
Really? So anyway, this is a day organized to help educate people about wolves and to help organizations like Wolf Haven generate funds and get the word out on wolves. Okay, Howling at the Moon. Howling, that sounds, that's an old Vaughn Monroe. You don't even know who Vaughn Monroe is, and I'm not even going to bother to explain it. Even Jennifer doesn't know who Vaughn Monroe is.
Nope, no clue.
All right. Also today is National Pumpkin Day, or as they say here on the farm, Pumpkin Day.
No, I
think. Well, pumpkins are, we grew up, they were always associated with Halloween. But then they became associated with Thanksgiving. And then Christmas, pumpkin pies, that sort of thing. How many people here like pumpkin pies? Raise your hands, please.
Love
me.
Yeah.
Now it's so funny how associated with white people.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically.
Really?
It's so funny how people like either love or hate pumpkin pie. Go around the table at any Thanksgiving or Christmas holiday, and it's half the table loves it, half the table just are grossed out by
it. So delicious.
I saw pumpkin spice butter.
Buy it because it's really good. Really good.
Well, isn't this the this is the time of year, and we, I think, talked about this a month or so ago, when everything became pumpkin. The coffee, it became
pumpkin
crazy.
Spice.
Yeah. And as a result of that, by the way, the price of pumpkins has gone up threefold in the last 4 or 5 years because of all the different ways of being used. Used to, nobody paid any respect. You could buy pumpkins for 10 cents a pound. Now, around here, they're $1 a pound, or maybe even more. What do you pay for pumpkins where you are, Victoria?
Oh, geez. I mean, in New York, they're like $10 a pumpkin.
Yeah.
But I mean, we don't have pumpkins in the apartment, but a couple weeks ago, we were at a pumpkin patch, a beautiful farm down in New Jersey, and they had, I've never seen this before, of course, because I'm a city slicker, but they have a hay ride, like a wagon ride, which I know you do on your farm, Doug.
Yep, yep.
And then they take you all the way out to an actual pumpkin patch where you cut your own pumpkin off the vine. Mm-hmm. So I learned that pumpkins grow on vines, because I did not know that.
Oh, my God.
I literally did not know that.
Same thing.
I don't know. I don't know why. Just
you
that
are
was
a
news
city
to me.
Slick.
What did you think the little thing at the top was from? The little
decorative
stem?
I don't know. I just did I literally did not know that it was attached to something.
Oh, God, city slicker.
Wow.
The word pumpkin comes from the Greek word Piton, or large melon.
No wonder I like them.
Yeah. I used to, as a kid, love to take squash and pumpkins. I had a contest on the farm once for the two
like
of us.
Like how Doug just glossed over my large melon.
Large melon. I got it. I got you.
I got it, but I chose not to.
I know. I said you glossed over it.
Because
you didn't
want to be accused of being. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Victoria, for recognizing that.
You don't like a handful of large melon?
I love a handful of large melon. The bigger the melon, the better it is. If you must ask. Anyway. So. And you're going to get me started, and I'm going to get into trouble because I'll start talking about all three of you. And then... Yeah, exactly. Okay,
big
so meanwhile...
Melon show.
Back at the pumpkin patch, the word is... it's one of those words that actually feels like it describes what it is. You know what I mean? It just... the pumpkin. You look at... It's a... How do you define it? It's a pumpkin. Look at it. It's a pumpkin. So as a kid, I used to take the seeds from the pumpkin and grow every year. This was how I learned how things grew. I took the seeds, dried them, and planted them in the garden from the next year. I thought it was fascinating. When I was probably 8, 9 years old, I realized, actually by mistake, because one of the pumpkins had stayed in the garden and had rotted, and through the winter, it was absorbed into the ground, and when things started growing in the spring, the seeds sprouted and grew pumpkins, and that's how I realized what seeds were all about. Great lessons from the farm. So Tommy Hansen, who's my counterpart, he's the produce guy, I'm the dairy cow guy. We had a contest one year to raise the biggest pumpkin, and he had his growing in the front area of his barnyard. I had mine growing in sort of the back area where we kept all the cow manure. And he finally realized that I was winning because I had my pumpkin growing literally in cow manure. And so when we were all done, I had a pumpkin that weighed 2,800 pounds. He had one that was like 2,400 pounds. And we had to have a tractor to move them. That's how big
that's like some county fair prize-worthy stuff
Yeah, yeah, we had a great time with it. Yeah, everybody came to see the pumpkin.
That's what y'all do in the country, right?
Yep, that's what we do in the country. Here's City Slickers missing out big time. I want to get somebody who's growing a garden in New York City to plant a giant pumpkin seed and see how big they can get a giant pumpkin on the roof of one of those buildings there.
Oh, that sounds safe.
How about that? Speaking of safety, new security measures, including stricter passenger screening, take effect today on all U.S.-bound flights in order to comply with government regulations designed to avoid in-cabin bans on laptops. Airlines that were contacted by various news media said the new measure would include short security interviews with passengers at check-in or the gate, which would, I'm leaving for Italy on Saturday. It'll be interesting to see how this works coming back. Flight delays in European cities sometimes are notorious, or the Europeans are notorious for slowing things down. The Italians have no concept of time. It'll be interesting. Pretty quick, you know, there are thousands, tens of thousands, actually hundreds of thousands of people who fly every day into our country from various places around the world. There are 180 airlines in the world. There are 280 airports, 105 countries, and these are people start their trip there and they come to the United States. 300,000 or more people a day come here, and so this is, I think, going to be interesting. I'm in the first wave. I'll tell you how it works out, but I don't know whether I think it's necessary. I'm not going to bring my. I was going to bring my laptop, but I'm not going to. Now I'm just going to bring my iPad. Which is another story, which I'll remind me to tell you the story about my getting my iPad, which had somehow or other gotten out of sync. And so it took me an hour and 40 minutes. I went to the Apple store to see what I could do about fixing it. They said, oh, well, we'll get to you in an hour and 50 minutes, Mr. Stefan. I said, no, you won't. What else? The guy says, well, we can have somebody call you, and you can straighten it out on the phone. I said, that's fine. What time? The guy says 4:30. Well, I had a 4 o'clock meeting at my lawyer's office. So I went to the lawyer's office, and we're having our meeting. The phone rings. The guy from Apple. So I said to Arthur, "I'm going in the next room, and try to straighten this out." So we went through it, and what he was asking me to do, I could do to a point where it wouldn't work any longer. So then we had to get on a third computer. So I had to go to my office, the lawyer's office, and get on his computer and do all this stuff. But the long and the short of it was that it is so complicated to get this stuff done, and they say they do it for your protection. I think that's nonsense. We changed all of the stuff, and now I'm fine, but it took so much time to get it done. And I said to him, why would this happen? And he said, I don't know. So, yeah, it's one of those things. But I think bringing your laptop, unless you really need it, that's the thing. We become so dependent on these things, and many of the airlines offer you Wi-Fi so you can watch movies or do whatever. I have a Hulu account. I could use it when I'm on a plane. But it's just, I don't know. There's a whole different focus. Everybody's got to be entertained every minute of the day. It's close your eyes and use your imagination or something like that. So, as long as we're traveling, here's an interesting warning to members of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. I'm surprised they keep that name. Well, they don't really emphasize what NAACP stands for. They're warning black Americans to be careful of American Airlines.
This is a weird story.
An advisory came out that basically underscores a pattern of disturbing incidents reported by black passengers on American. They cited four examples of black passengers who said that they were told to give up their seats or removed from flights. In one circumstance, a black woman and her baby were removed from a flight from Atlanta to New York after she asked for a stroller, or I guess asked for the stroller to be returned from checked baggage before she left the plane. I'm not sure. The point here is, well, here's a black woman who booked a first-class ticket for herself and a white companion. The black woman was moved to the coach. I remember that. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember the white talking guy about was that story first, sometime yeah. last year or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There's another one. A flight from Washington to Raleigh-Durham. A black man was forced to give up his seat after he responded to disrespectful and discriminatory comments directed toward him by a couple of unruly white passengers. Another one. Black woman was removed from a New York-bound flight after she complained her seat was changed without her consent. Yeah. Those happen. Those things happen
How
all the
time. How
is
that even possible?
But I don't understand any of the
white guy with a, and the black woman, that's really bad.
Yeah.
What an optic that is.
Whether, regardless of, and I guess they don't go into detail about what her complaint was or how she handled it, but I just, I never realized how easily passengers are thrown off of planes. Like, to me, it seems like there should be some kind of discussion. If your seat is moved, I would be frustrated by that.
I wouldn't let them move my seat.
Exactly. And so I just, you know, I always wonder, have you ever been kicked off of a plane before?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Because I always kind of, you know, I've never seen you in that situation, but I always hear you talk about it.
You seem like the type to get kicked off is what she's saying.
Well, yeah, because you always say, you know, if something were to happen or if they tried to move your seat, you wouldn't let them. And it seemed, yeah, and so I don't blame you for that, but it's just interesting to me because it seems like a ton of people get kicked off for that. So I always just kind of wonder why. Or, like, do they not bother to have a discussion or do they straight, you know, do they start throwing punches or what happens? It doesn't seem like it should be that easy to get kicked off.
Well, I think there's a different attitude. You'd think some of these people are tone deaf that run these airlines. We all know that.
Right.
They just don't pay. Look at United. They haven't learned yet from their mistakes. And the problem is they're just too big. They don't know how to manage all these people. American Airlines has 140,000 people working for them around the world. How do you manage 140,000 people that are not in one place or in like two or three different places? They're in all those airports. What did I just say? 205 airports in 105 countries that fly into America. How do you manage all those people and pay them minimum wage? That's the other thing that's a kicker. They don't want to pay anybody anymore. So, you know, you get what you pay for, in essence. All right. So, I'm not flying American. I'm flying, where am I flying? Alitalia.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. That's who's a bunga? All right, so let's do... Nah, we don't have time. Well, I don't, Jennifer's going to be upset if we don't talk about the Dodgers, at least in this hour and every hour.
I think she's going to be upset if we talk about the Dodgers.
All right, flush it out, Jennifer. They lost. Big deal. It's only the second game.
They did. They lost game two. This is actually the first win of a World Series game for Houston, who only had been to the World Series one other time in their franchise history. It was back in 2005 against the Chicago White Sox, and the White Sox swept the Houston Astros. The Astros started their pitcher, Justin Verlander, yesterday, who there was a lot of fear about whether or not the Dodgers could face him. He's a big pitching stud, most paid or highest paid baseball player. Or a pitcher in baseball, and the Dodgers did pretty well against him. It was the closer for the Astros that had a tougher impact, I think, on the Dodgers. But it was a great game, 11 innings. It was back and forth. Dave Roberts, after the game, called it a roller coaster. Certainly it was. Neither team gave up, and I think it only sets the stage for what's going to be maybe a really good action-packed series. But go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers.
Right.
Yeah. Go Red Sox. Yankees suck.
Oh, please.
It's 11 before the hour here in the DJV experience.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero.
Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC, but the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Let's get back to work here. 53 after the hour. Jennifer is not necessarily the most clued in tech person, although I think she's pretty good, but I tend to depend on Victoria for information that we have in tech talk. Why are you chuckling?
Nothing, because I think Jen is probably exactly the same as me.
Is she, you think?
Oh. We're both tech enthusiasts, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But you're here and she's not, so
okay.
Let's get to it. The interesting thing technology has brought to me is an opportunity to sell things. It's a product placement thing. And so when I was approached by the folks at Vivint Smart Home to talk about this new service that they have, providing you with a one-stop shop, if you will, to organize and control everything inside and outside of your home that might be connected to any kind of technology, I thought, all right, I'll bring it in and we'll put it in the Tech Talk to explain to people how this would work. What a fabulous opportunity I have, and you do too, more importantly, to get these intuitive controls to eliminate the need to walk all over your house flipping switches, no matter what it is, whether it's the thermostats, whether it's the lock on the door, security cameras, and even deeper than that, smoke detectors, window sensors, all of the things in your home, television, anything that's connected to security and to your well-being and comfort, whether it's as you get up in the morning and move around the house, whether it's as you get into bed at night, you want a peaceful end of the day, I forgot to set the this, that, or whatever it is, all you have to do is activate the Vivint system, and you will remotely be able to control any bit of technology in your home. Wi-Fi, cellular, you can open your garage door using these things that work with the Vivint system. So hopefully I'm going to, over the course of the next months, get you to think about this, because so many people want this kind of a home. They want a protected, secure home. And the environment that's created by having the Vivint Smart Home is second to none. So get the technology, get into it. There's no activation fee when you install these devices. The smart home of the future, here now. Call Vivint Smart Home, 855-718-6167. The smart home of the future is here now. Get the customized smart home system installed professionally by Vivint, 855-718-6167. Again, 855-718-6167. Cool stuff. All right, IBM has made a statement, which is fairly interesting here for new parents, don't you think, Victoria?
I think it's really interesting. I mean, you don't hear much of IBM in the news.
No,
I mean,
of course, it's
a company that has really persevered through some major tech ups and downs. But they say now that they're doubling the amount of paid leave that new parents get, and they're making the new policy even retroactive for parents whose children were born after November of 2016. Wow. So if you have a child that's just about a year old or about to be a year old, you can still actually use this policy if you're an IBM employee. They said both mothers and fathers will now have 12 weeks of paid leave, which is doubling the amount from 6 weeks, which is what it was previously. Mothers who give birth get an additional 6 to 8 weeks off under medical disability coverage. Parents have up to a year to take the leave with extra flexibility to schedule different times. So if both parents work, one parent can be at home while the other is on while the other one's working. And the IBM basically said the market's changing and we're watching what other companies are doing. And essentially, it's really important to keep women in the workforce. And this happens all the time. You know, women have to choose between, if they don't have the money for daycare or, you know, help at home, they have to choose between staying employed or staying with their child. And so IBM wants to take that pressure off. They said they're also beefing up a number of other benefits for parents, increasing financial assistance for those who are adopting, up to $20,000 to cover those costs, and that was previously only $5,000 in benefits, which, you know, adoption is also very expensive. And another expense, surrogacy. If parents can't have their own child, they have to use a gestational carrier. IBM is also covering that up to $20,000, which is a huge help. So I say bravo to IBM. I think that's really great.
All right, Uber has a new credit card. Why?
Why not? I mean, Uber plus a credit card, if you think about the target audience of Uber, which is the millennial market, why not give them a credit card? Because it's 0% down, and it also has all kinds of cash back bonuses, and you get a percentage back of different purchases. So it's kind of interesting. I think this is going to be a huge success for Uber and Visa. They've combined efforts. The rewards are 4% back on dining, which includes restaurants, bars, and takeout, which never existed before. But takeout, you get 4% back, and especially if you're using Uber Eats, where, you know, Uber delivers food for you. 3% back on travel, and 2% back on a category never seen before, online purchases.
Good job, Victoria. Doug Steffen, DJV.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.